He wanted to break through Wellington's defences before nightfall. And finally, he could wait no longer. Just before noon, he ordered his cannons to open fire.
Gun captain, when you're ready, the first thing the detachment commander is going to do is order the gun to be wormed. The wormer is a big corkscrew. He's going to put that down the barrel and turn it to make sure there's nothing inside there. That will pull out any debris.
Worm it?
Worm it. It's called worming.
Right. There's a lot of funny words in this, isn't there? Like worm.
You'll notice how he uses it underhand. If something's going to go off, if you have your hand on the top, then you're going to lose your arm. The next job that's going to happen is a sponge man who is going to wet his sponge will now ram down the barrel, and that will extinguish any embers.
If the embers weren't put out, the cannon could explode as it was being reloaded. Working at the business end of a Waterloo gun is no job for the faint-hearted, even when it's just a replica.
So you can now give it real welly. And if you don't ram this properly, it's not going to fire. And everyone will think you're a big girl, OK?
Napoleon had over 250 cannons at Waterloo, 100 more than Wellington. When the barrage began, the thunder of the guns could even be heard in Brussels, 10 miles from the battlefield.